Hello, it's the 27th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. As many were enjoying themselves at Bedford's River Festival over the weekend, an altercation left a mark on the event. In Russell Park, on Saturday night, at the dance area close to the stage, a woman and a man were attacked by a 17-year-old male. No motive was provided for what Beds Police described as an assault using a knife. The boy was arrested and charged with suspicion of grievous bodily harm. The victims were transported to a hospital. Their injuries were not fatal or life-altering. The teenager was questioned by Beds Police and later released on bail. Zoe Keeping, Detective Constable with Beds Police, said, "We acted promptly to make this arrest. Violence such as this isn't welcome in our communities and won't be tolerated." A proposal for a 10.6 hectare solar farm in Wymington has been submitted to Bedford Borough Council. If approved, the site could generate 10.5 megawatts of power for almost 23,000 solar panels. Thameslink hopes to operate trains between Bedford and London St Pancras International every 30 minutes today, despite continued strike action imposed by the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers, or the RMT. Over these next 2 days, Bedfordshire commuters should expect limited services, shortened hours of operation and other disruptions. Tomorrow, Thameslink will follow a Sunday schedule beginning at 7 a.m. A number of parks in and around Bedford Borough have either retained or been added as Green Flag Award recipients. Bedford Park and Priory Country Park were among those locally recognised. The organisation highlights well-maintained green spaces and parks across the UK and internationally. That's all I have for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.